This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable. And it is a fact that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America. And I'm not sure why news outlets don't want to call it that, but that is what it is.
Well, you've been served, Amy. It's the Gulf of America.
Well, okay. And also the fact that she's just livid. It is a lie. Trump literally just decided unilaterally, I'm changing it from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, now acting like we're lying because we're calling it the Gulf of Mexico. No, it's always been the Gulf of Mexico. I'm calling it the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf of America sounds like a joke.
So we were thinking
And when
about-
the next president joined, becomes president in 4 years, that president could change it back to Gulf of Mexico.
That would be, honestly, that would be my first order of business.
That would be my only order
of business.
As soon
as I got in, I'll be like, all right, I'm done.
Like, focus on things that matter. This is why the Republicans, listen, I'm a Republican, and you guys are making it really hard to not just feel so irritated with the stupidity and wasting time.
That's not true, Amy.
What a stupid, provocative waste of time. And for Caroline Leavitt to be like, you're saying lies by calling it. It's a fact. It's the Gulf of America. Get over yourself. Let's focus on things that matter. Oh, by the way, as long as it's Gulf of America, I don't care that egg prices are going up. That's the most important thing to me. I thought it was inflation. I thought it was Bidenomics. No, it's the Gulf of America. Listen, just focus. Oh my gosh. It is so hard when idiotic things, when the idiots are on your side.
No, that's
you know what
not
I mean?
True.
And I say side, just like historically Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm just not.
No, this text says that you are a raging liberal lunatic communist.
Oh my gosh! Wait,
actually, it does not say that.
It doesn't.
But
because I actually make communist Valentine's Day cards, which we're gonna get to.
Yeah, you mentioned.
I have a couple of communist Valentine's Day cards, and if you think I'm joking, I'm actually not. I send them every year to my brother. It's like
you
I'm a
make
little,
them.
Well,
I saw what you sent me.
Yes, that's it. I made that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's Photoshop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like a physical card. It's a Photoshop like screenshot. I actually made it just by pulling Instagram images together, and I have like one with Trotsky and with Lenin. I'll get to it.
Hot to Trotsky. So we were talking about this and how. Look, I'm sorry. The Gulf of America thing is very silly. It's just stupid.
Focus on what really matters.
I know an executive order doesn't take that long. You just sign it, whatever. But it's just a weird thing to want to do. I don't really
unnecessarily
get it.
Provocative and pointless.
Yeah, it's absolutely pointless. Like I know that people are upset about like Fort Bragg being called Fort Liberty. Was that what it was? It went to Fort Liberty, and yeah. Now it's back to Fort Bragg.
But a different Bragg, allegedly.
Yeah, but like, why? Why? I mean, I understood why they wanted to change it in the first place, but just why? It's almost like you're trying to provoke people, like you said. Why do we want to provoke our own citizens? I don't get that idea. Okay. Anyway, so we were talking about the things that you...
that change names.
Right, and that you refuse to call them by their new name. And the first thing that came to mind for me was the Sears Tower.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You call it the Sears Tower.
Well, I don't do it, but people absolutely refuse to call it Willis Tower. It's been Willis Tower for like 10 years at least.
I don't like Willis Tower. Sears Tower is history. Sears Tower is what you grow up with.
I get it. And I get it. But for whatever reason, there was such a backlash to calling it Willis Tower.
Mm-hmm. I'm on that.
I guess I still call it Sears sometimes. I default back
to it. I always go, you know, Willis Tower or like Sears Willis. I do that. I go, now it's a whole phrase for me. I thought you were going to say my first thing is Riverport. It's just so much easier to call it Riverport.
You know.
And I know we're giving away tickets to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. But
that's right. We are
people
today.
Still call it Riverport.
A lot of people still call it Riverport. I think the actual biggest example, well, nationally, it's probably Twitter. I'm not calling it X. It's
Twitter,
stupid. X is stupid because when somebody tweets something, what do you call that? Mm-hmm. An X? This guy had an X today. That's dumb. It's a tweet.
Today,
you know what a tweet means. I'm using tweet. So call it whatever you want. I'm calling it tweet because the other one is stupid.
Twitter.
But the fact that we still call I-64 out here mm-hmm. Highway 40 is just so absurd to me.
I didn't know the 64 was even part of it until like 2 years ago.
They're the same road.
I know. But like, it's Highway 40. No one from St. Louis calls it 6440 except for traffic people.
Nobody calls it 64.
Nobody calls it 64.
They
just call it
40.
If someone said, take 64, I'd where's that? What's Highway 64?
Highway 64, man.
No,
it's interstate.
It's Highway 40.
I like calling it Highway 40. I probably always will,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually an interstate now.
I called it the TWA Dome for a long time, even after we lost the team. Because it was the Edward Jones Dome after TWA.
See, I've been calling it Edward Jones.
Yeah.
And then I have to remind myself it's Dome at America Center.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
I don't either.
It needs a renovation, but, and a cleaning, but the name's not good either.
A good vacuum.
Kiel Center.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Kiel has been, it's the fourth thing now, right? So it was Kiel Center, then it was Savvis, Scott Trade, Enterprise.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about this in the office that we know people who still call it Savvis and Scott Trade. And it's been Enterprise for how long?
Oh,
15
10,
years?
10 years?
No, at least 10.
I think 10.
Is it 10?
Oh, I thought much newer than that.
It was Enterprise in 2016.
I moved back here.
So maybe it is 15.
Yeah, I moved back here in 17 and it was Enterprise by then. So we're going on close to 10 years.
I think.
2018.
But, 2018, not 2016, 2018.
Oh, really?
So it was Scott Trade up until 2018?
Yep.
No.
Hmm.
Scott Trade was the least catchy.
That
the
does
least
not feel
catchy.
That right.
2006 to 2018, Scott Trade Center.
What?
Savvis Flows, Savvis Center.
That was only
Scott
6 years.
Trade.
That was less time than Scott Trade.
Yeah, that does not sound right.
And Kiel.
Well, no.
Scott Trade had the longest run, 12 years.
It's the least catchy of all of them.
Text message here says we should call it the Gulf of Bears Suck. Why are the Bears catching strays from you? There's no reason for that.
But are you supportive of that initiative?
I don't hate it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.